Evangelist. The evangelist is one who announces good tidings or the good news. It is the third fivefold ministry leadership gift. The word evangelist occurs only three times in the New Testament. Ephesians 4:11, Acts 21:8, 2 Timothy 4:5. The evangelist's ministry is twofold in nature. Preaching to the lost the message of the redeeming grace of God in its simplest form, and exhorting the ministry of evangelism in the church. Unfortunately, the evangelist would often rather spend their energy and efforts getting souls saved rather than spending years training souls how to stay saved and mature. The evangelist's ministry usually starts out as a part of the helps ministry in the local church before being launched abroad. This may involve operating in one or more of the appointed or assigned sacrificial ministry leadership offices. Although Timothy and Titus eventually filled their office of apostles, they served as evangelists in their early years of ministry under the Apostle Paul. When Philip was called to be an evangelist, he flowed in a spectacular demonstration of the three spiritual gifts of power, Acts 8:6. The office of evangelist is not a lone ranger calling, they are required to be under authority. The evangelist not only ministers to large crowds, but is also very effective in one-on-one situations. The work of the evangelist is to be done within the context of ministry with a local church. Pastor. The office of the pastor shepherds and watches over those who have been redeemed through salvation out of a lost and dying world. The word pastor is found in only two books of the Bible. It is used 8 times in the Old Testament book of Jeremiah and only once in the New Testament book of Ephesians. It is interesting to see that out of the 8 uses of the word pastor in the Old Testament, only 2 of them have positive contexts. Jesus is the greatest example of what a true pastor is. True pastors are not called or chosen by man. The call to the fivefold ministry leadership office of pastor is from God. They are positioned or set by direct divine intervention or theocratic order, through the fivefold ministry leadership gifts of the apostle, and or the prophet. The office of pastor is not a position or job that you can apply for based on salary or benefits. Pastors are not hirelings, they are shepherds ordained as ministers of God in the care of His flock. They are compassionate and nurturing, demonstrating patience, humility, wisdom, and a genuine motherly love for God's people. Pastors usually have strong and consistent operations of the spiritual manifestation gifts of the word of wisdom, faith, prophecy, and discerning of spirits. The office of pastor is referred to as elder, bishop, and overseer in the New Testament. The pastor is one of the most important fivefold ministry leadership gifts in operation today. Without this ministry leadership gift, all other ministry leadership gifts are practically in vain. The pastor must have the ability to hear from God and provide direction for the church. He also fears God to such a degree that he assumes full responsibility for the care of the church. The pastor is not to leave the sheep because of an offer of more money somewhere else or the lack of the proper financial provisions. Teacher. The office of the teacher teaches and explains the Word of God through the divine importations of revelation knowledge from the Holy Spirit. The fivefold ministry leadership gift of teacher is vital to the edification of the body of Christ in doctrine and training. This involves teaching the true doctrine, God's will and purpose, as it is found in God's Word to the local church, other bodies of believers, and ministries throughout the body of Christ. The Apostle Paul, in stating the important ranking of the ministry leadership gift of teacher, lists this office third, and God has set some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, Then gifts of healings, helps, governments, diversity as of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Are all workers of miracles? Some of the ministry leadership gifts operated in teachers, before they were set in their proper fivefold ministry leadership gift office according to Acts. The fivefold ministry leadership gift of teacher is a divine calling ordained and equipped supernaturally by God. Many that have been called to this office will strive to be recognized as pastors or evangelists, in order to be accepted as true chief leadership ministers of the gospel. They often become trapped in those offices, and never impart the full edification the office of teacher adds to the church and the body of Christ. The basic function of the leadership gift of teacher is watering what has already been planted. There are several spiritual manifestation gifts that are necessary to flow freely in the full ministry leadership gift of teacher. Word of wisdom, word of knowledge, prophecy, tongues, and interpretation of tongues. There are several signs that should be evident in the ministry of the teacher. A. You will teach the word with simplicity. B. You will always pray over the word, allowing the Spirit to teach you, Acts 2:42-8:30-36. C. You will teach with authority just like Jesus. D. You will have a continuous flow of revelation, and stay abreast of present truths, that express what the Spirit is currently saying to the church. E. You will impart life, not death. F. You will have a vision of what God is going to do, and strive to instill in the people a desire to live in purity, that they might fulfill that vision. G. You will have a burden not only to see the world evangelized, but also that the new converts be solidly established and matured. H. The teacher declares the whole counsel of God and produces a balance in the people, with no fear of man. I. You will know how to organize truth into topical studies and practical disciplines. J. You will motivate others into a deeper study of the Word, striving to reproduce yourself in others, as they develop a hunger for the study of the Word of God. K. You will help bring the unity of the faith, and the knowledge of Jesus, to the body of Christ.